Welcome to Shomach Shavah Nadav, Shir sponsor, Lord Nishvas, Arim Yaakov Shalom, Nav HaSeitzchok. We're holding Kiddushi Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis concludes that Melech Shemochal Kvoidoi Ein Kvoid Amochal. A king cannot be Moichal on his covet. To Gzeres HaKosuv, Soy Tassim Alech HaMelech. You have to appoint a king. That's the idea of a king. And the Mechila of a king will not work for his covet. This Gemara connects beautifully to Inyon and the Yoyim. The Bnei Yisachar says in a few places, but also in Ma'amori HaShabbosis, he says that what is the reason that Shuvah works for Am Yisrael? But it's brought down in Chazal that Shuvah does not work for Umas Olam. Goyim don't have the full Shuvah. The Tzaddik explains it, just as a side point, that even though we do find Shuvah by Nineveh, it's only Shuvah Mikam V'Labo, it's only a future Shuvah, but that doesn't work retroactively. So full Shuvah is only by Am Yisrael, not by the Goyim. Why is that so? So says the Meis Yisachar, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to the Goyim is a relationship of a king. Molech al Goyim. By a king, it's impossible to have tshuva. Ki melech shemochal kvoido in kvoido mochal. But when we talk about Am Yisrael nikru bonim. There are children. Bonim, av shemochal kvoido in kvoido mochal. That's what the Gemara told us here, that a father could be moichal his kovet. That's why Am Yisrael you do have tshuva, and by Goyim you don't. The Bnei Yisachar there goes on to continue to explain that where is it nikar? Where do we see that we have a din of bonim? We see it dafka in Shabbos. And he explains, because Goy sheshovas chayav miso. And yet Goy cannot be shovas, it belongs to the king. You're not connected to there. Am Yisrael does have Shabbos, meaning they have a treatment as a child, as a bonim. So they're together with the king. So Shabbos is the raya that Am Yisrael are considered to be banim and not avodim. So he says that's why it says in the Medrash, Ein Yisrael nigolim ele b'schus haShabbos. Shabbos gives him geula because only through Shabbos we really have tshuva. Shabbos is the thing that shows that we're banim and tshuva works. And the Sefer Shefa Chaim, the Tzanzer Rebbe, he brings based on this that that's the reason we start slichus and moitz Shabbos. The minig Am Yisrael is to start slichus and moitz Shabbos. Why specifically Moshe Shabbos? So there's a lot of Torah in it. But it says, according to this, the Kud, the Pshat is, if Shabbos reveals that we're banim, so that's why immediately after Shabbos, we come back and we start saying, Slicho, please Kadosh Baruch Hu, accept that Tshuva, we just came out of Shabbos that proves that we are banim. And one more point, according to this, the Kud, it's brought down in the name of the Imre Emes, the Kud Yehuda brings it. The Imre Emes explained, that's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a time of Malchus. That's where we're mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yom Kippur, that's when we've quoted HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father. So he says that's the reason in Rosh Hashanah we don't ask Mechila, we don't ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chet. We're not asking for forgiveness, because when you face HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king, Melech Shemochal Kvoido Ein Kvoido Mochal. But once you come to Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being treated as a father, that's what the Yachas we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to look at us as banim. Then we come and say, please forgive us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can accept our tshuva because tshuva works by banim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.